History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a retort?
I don't think so. Why did you say me of all people?
Because you called me out for not practicing them in the lightning yesterday. Not the rain. There were thunderstorms. That's why they were canceled. That's why the camp was canceled yesterday.
I mean, what time did you guys cancel?
About 4:30. And there was thunderstorms.
And the sun go down yesterday?
There was... You guys live on
9:15?
You guys live on the west side. Wow. I live in Streetsboro.
Wow, they don't want to get their spikes all wet and muddy.
I'm not having five-year-olds running around in puddles, jumping in puddles, muddy puddles, in the words of that Peppa Pig fella.
And again, that's why, when all's said and done, the Kirtlands of the world, they'll be hoisting championships, and will be moving on to basketball.
Kirtland, react to me. 216-474-0092. Do your five-year-olds run around in the lightning during football practices?
I'm going to tell you, I bet those little Kinston mini bombers, they're out there.
Oh, we're not in the same league. We're not in the same conference as Kinston. You do what's responsible to the children. You know better over there. You're just trying to get me going. He actually doesn't. He don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. I showed him how much ballet lessons were going to cost him later on in life, and he about lost his mind on me.
Oh, just wait. I was talking to some friends last night. Wait until you are paying for both tumbling and gymnastics.
Oh, my God.
And your friends go, wait, those aren't the same things?
Nope.
Those are two different things.
One coach who appeared in a Super Bowl says, folks, we have a diamond in the rough in our QB room. Here's Mike Martz on Baskin and Phelps yesterday.
Pickett, to me, is a diamond on that roster. He's the guy I'd like to coach, to be honest with you. I loved him coming out. I just think this guy's a diamond in the rough, ready to go. I really do. And I think that they're hedging their bet with Flacco. And maybe they start with Pickett. I don't know. But one of those two guys will start the season. In my opinion now. And I think, you know, Flacco would be the insurance here and Pickett. If you think Pickett's that good, then start him and play him and call it a day. And then if he's just not getting it done, that's why Flacco's been there before.
I'd go the opposite direction. I'm sorry. I think it's if they decide to start Kenny Pickett this season, I already don't have a great feeling about the season. It's like, all right, how many games are you really going to win? Well, I got a terrible feeling about the season if they go with anybody but Joe Flacco to start the year. I'm going to call it right now. If you guys think I have my head in the sand, fine, let me know. Because I think it's as of right now, and maybe it'll change. We all can change. I think it could be disaster. Which it already could be a disaster. So what the hell kind of statement is that? What can I say that's going to actually make it sink in, Anthony, that I'm like, man, I think you're shooting yourself in the foot before you even start the season go with anybody but Joe Flacco to start the year.
Well, hold on. I do want to say something about Kenny Pickett because we've had people come on. I think Nathan Zagura was the first to like say, hey, have you checked out his record? You realize that he has won games as a starter in this league. But I go back to the conversation we had about Mike Tomlin earlier, and it's like we give Mike Tomlin all that credit. We don't really give Kenny Pickett that credit. In fact, if anything, it's about winning in spite of Kenny Pickett
and
in spite of Justin Fields.
Where he won games and had more interceptions than he had touchdown passes.
Right, absolutely. So, what am I missing with Kenny Pickett that you have anybody that would do any kind of an interview and tell you they think Kenny Pickett could be a diamond in the rough?
Because he probably has there's no doubt probably about it. He has some talent. There's always, if you have any talent as a quarterback, there's going to be a coach that really, really likes you and wants to draft you.
So that's all of them.
I don't think he was drafted by Pittsburgh just because he was in town and in their building. I think it had something to do with it. He wasn't drafted by Pittsburgh in the first round just because of all those things. So, yes, there's some talent there. But I think you have to factor in leadership. I think you have to factor in trust. I think you have to factor in the amount of respect that the other veterans in the locker room may have. I mean,
sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, they didn't do it the way I probably would have done it, considering how things ended the last season, but they went ahead and they did it. So they're going to go ahead and they're going to try to please two things at once. They're going to try to be competitive, which I don't know how far that's going to go, and they're going to try to get ready for next year as well with their two first-round draft picks. So you at least want to try to be competitive at the beginning of the season, don't you? Wouldn't you go with the veteran? Would you not? The man who's even more of a veteran. Because I'm not going to sit here and try to talk. I'm not going to do the mistake I've made in the past, which is get somebody off of some scrap heap and try to talk myself into that guy. I've done it for way too many of these guys, and I ain't going to do it again. Kenny Pickett's got to go out there and earn it. And if he goes and he gets a starting job, I'm going to have major, major questions, not just about Kenny Pickett, but also about the people who are in charge to make him the starting quarterback week one.
So Pickett has started 25 games, right? He's 15-10 as a starter.
And that's actually more than I thought he would.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
That's a good point.
He started 25 games, and he has 15 career touchdowns. That seems impossible. That seems impossible that you could only throw 15 touchdowns. Because a lot of quarterbacks can move the football from in between the 30s.
It is possible.
But that's got to be some of the lowest of anybody that's been able to even start that many
games. I
don't
have them up in front of me, but if you told me that, then I would say, well, then he's got like 30 career rushing touchdowns, right?
Who knows? He is a good athlete. He's a better athlete than people think. You want to know why I couldn't tell you that that's possible? I'll tell you two reasons why it's possible. The first reason, he's a backup QB. That's your very first reason that's possible. Second reason that's possible, because he ain't that great. So you can win football games, because I think he's a career backup. You can win football games throwing 15 touchdowns in 25 games when you have to turn around and hand off the football and you have to be taken care of within your offense. Now, he had Matt Canada, who's accused of boobery and probably is, as an offensive coordinator. That's the one argument I can give him.
Oh, and he has five rushing touchdowns.
Five rushing touchdowns. So he has 20 total touchdowns
in 25 games.
All right.
In which he's a winning quarterback.
That's what a backup has.
Man, that seems worse than a backup.
Yes. Because I would accept 15 passing touchdowns if he is lighting the league up on the ground.
But when you're counting QB wins, QB wins, I know like Mina Kimes says QB wins don't matter. I think they matter for backup quarterbacks, which is what he is. He's a backup. And if you're starting him this year, why did you make any of the moves that you made? Why did you keep the veterans that you kept if you're starting him this year? Why?
But when he started those games,
because of dead
cap, was not starting those games as the backup coming in.
No, he wasn't. But
what he is as a starter.
There's plenty of guys. Yeah, but there's plenty. I'm just saying he's a backup. That's what he is. He is at best, I think, a guy that comes in and plays for a couple of games. If he's better than that, great. I'd love to be wrong. But you know, that's why Lyman's not yelling at me right now, and he's looking at the computer screen waiting for the segment to end, because he knows what the truth is. That's why it's silly to make an argument about him. I if you want to argue him and Joe Flacco, fine. I mean, they're both going to end up probably being backups at some point on this team this year to either Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders at one point, right? Right. But they're both – Joe Flacco started as a starter – he had success as a starter. Now he's a backup. At some point, he made his transition. Kenny Pickett made his transition much sooner. He's a backup. He got overdrafted more than likely. He does have talent, but he's a backup. And in a backup world, QB wins matter. Because it's like, how long can you carry us until we either bring our starter back or we can maybe get to the end of the season and hide some of the things that make you a backup? That's what he is. So Mike Martz thinks he's a diamond in the rough. Mike Martz has been a successful football coach, a good offensive mind throughout his entire career. Ain't going to change my thoughts of it, because I ain't budging from where I stood, where he was last year, the year before that. Ain't going to change. He's got to go out there and he's got to change it for me. I don't care how many family members send nasty tweets my way.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.